We're going to end this part of the program because we will be giving you a chance to speak. But the last speaker from the stage, and I think it's appropriate that it be a student, given that I think they really are the heart of our school system, is Steve Eastman from Gladstone. And he's a member of the Vancouver District Student Council. Steve Eastman.
When you ask any student at my school, what is something your school needs? The answer may vary from newer textbooks, to more computers, to more teachers, to cleaner bathrooms. But all these responses have one thing in common. They need money to become a reality, and this money is being taken away from us. I'm a student at Gladstone Secondary, and I have experienced these cuts firsthand. I could list off all the things that need improvement, but I only have 2 minutes up here. Without the money to buy the newest and up-to-date resources, we've had to learn how to cope with what we do have and to use what we do, learn how to make do with what we do have. But when you're using the same textbook, and I don't mean the same edition, I mean the exact same textbook that your mother used when she was in high school and was still old then, I think it's time to buy some new books. And you can't just sit with your teacher and get some one-on-one help on the stuff that's missing in your text because they're too busy with the other 30 kids in your class. These cuts are hurting my education, my sister's education, and the education of every single student in our public school system. Something needs to be done, and pretty quick. I'm up here expressing my thoughts, but I'm not the only one with something to say. My fellow students were outraged to learn of the continuing cuts, saying things like, "Why don't they just take it all away and we'll go work on the farms?" Or, "They take it all away and what are we left with? The lint and dirt in our pockets." And other comments that I couldn't share with you today. An apple. A fruit that over the years in our culture has become a symbol for knowledge. But what happens if these cuts continue? This is what we're left with. The remains of our public education. This is what we're all entitled to. Which one do you want to feed your children? Thank you.